Mrs. Menard's second grade class produced a podcast of the Town Musicians of Bremen, a fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm. The group two actors are Holly as the donkey, Olivia as the dog, Atana as the cat, Hayden as the rooster, Michael as the boss, Sophia as muscles, Lucas as curly, and Joey as storyteller. The end.
There was once a farmer who had a donkey. The donkey had worked hard for many years, but now he was getting too old to work. One day the farmer was talking to a friend about selling his donkey, and the donkey heard him.
I can't believe that after all my hard work, the farmer has decided to sell me. No one will want to buy an old donkey like me. I think I'll run away to Bremerton and be a musician there.
So in the morning, the donkey set off the road to Bremen. Soon he came to a dog lying in the road.
Why are you lying in the road?
I need a rest. I have just run a long, long way, and I am very tired.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I am running away because my master's angry with me. I am getting old. I can't run as fast as I once could. Last night, when I let a fox run off with a nice plump chicken, my master told his daughter to kiss me goodbye. He said that I am no longer worth the food I eat, so I decided to run away.
Why don't you come with me? I am going to Bremen to be a musician in the town band. You two have a beautiful voice. We can be in the town band together. I'll bray and you'll bark, and they will invite us to join.
So the dog, the donkey, went along together. Soon they came to a cat who was looking very sad.
Why are you so sad?
I am about to die. Last night I heard the miller talking to his family. He said he doesn't want me anymore because I am getting too old to catch mice. My teeth are not as sharp as they once were, so the mice get away. The miller said he is going to toss me into the lake tomorrow, and I can't swim.
Don't be sad any longer. Come along with us. We are going to Bremerton to be musicians in the town band. With your beautiful meow, you can be in the band too.
So the cat follows the donkey and the dog down the road. Before long, they saw a rooster crowing.
I never heard a rooster crowing so late in the morning. What is the matter?
Soon I will leave the earth, and this is my last song. I just heard the farmer tell his wife that I am getting too old and sleep too late to wake them up in the morning. He told her to make me into soup for the family dinner.
Why then you must come with us. We are going to Bremen to be musicians in the town band. With your crowing to add to my braying, the dog's barking, and the cat's meowing, we will be the envy of all the other musicians there.
So the rooster decided to join the donkey, the dog, and the cat, and they all went down the road together. The friends traveled on and on, but they did not reach Bremen that day. When it began to get dark, they decided to look for a place to spend the night. Way back in the woods, they saw a little light. They went towards it, hoping to find shelter. After a long time, they saw a house through the trees.
There must be someone at home. You hide behind this clump of bushes while I go and look through the window.
The donkey went to the house and peeked in the window. There he saw a band of robbers eating dinner. On the table there were stacks of gold coins and plates piled high with food. The donkey got an idea.
This is the place for us. Now all we have to do is scare the robbers away.
The donkey went back to the other animals behind the bushes, and together they made a plan. First, the donkey went and stood under the window. Then the dog climbed on the donkey's back. The cat climbed on the dog's back. And finally, the rooster flew up on top of the cat's back. All at once, they began to sing together loudly. As they were singing with all their might, the four animals lost their balance and toppled through the window. The robbers were so scared by all that noise that they ran out of the house and into the woods.
We did it! We scared the robbers with our singing. Look at all this good food. Come on, I'm ready to eat. Let's dig in.
Then the cat, the dog, the donkey, and the rooster all sat down at the table and ate until they were full.
My, but I'm tired. The fireplace is still warm. I think I'll curl up and go to sleep there.
I think I'll sleep in this cozy spot behind the door.
I'll go outside
and sleep in front of the house.
I think I'll take my nap up on the roof. Good night, all.
It was not long before all the animals were asleep. As the robbers began to think about the tasty dinner and all the shiny gold they had left behind, they decided they had made a mistake and had been scared away too quickly. They went back to the house and discovered that it was dark and quiet.
It looks as though our house is empty now. Let's go back in.
Not so fast, boss. One of us should go in first to be sure all of them are gone. How about it, Curly?
Don't look at me, Muscles. I always have to do all the hard work.
He's right. You go ahead, Muscles. Look all around. If everything seems fine, whistle. When we hear you whistle, we'll come in. Good luck, and be careful.
Don't forget to open the door slowly so it doesn't squeak.
Boss and Curly waited behind a clump of trees while Muscles went into the house. They were listening for a whistle, but Muscles never whistled. He was careful, but when he opened the front door, it did squeak a little. The cat opened her eyes. Muscles saw the cat's eyes glowing like fire. He came closer to the fireplace to get more light, but instead he got the fright of his life. The cat jumped up and scratched him with her claws. As Muscle backed out of the door, the dog grabbed him by the leg. Then the donkey chased him out into the yard.
Help! Help! I'm going to die!
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Muscles ran away and banged right into the other robbers who were standing behind the trees.
What happened? You look awful.
I feel awful. My leg is bleeding and I'm hurt all over. I envy you, Curly. You have all the luck.
Well, don't be shy. Tell us what happened.
There's a band of strong and angry people in there. One by the fireplace scratched me, another behind the door grabbed my leg, and a third one chased me. Another one on the roof called out, "Catch that man now, do!"
Let's get out of here before they really do us some harm. We'll never come back again.
The robbers ran into the woods and never did go back.
with the cat, the dog, the donkey, and the rooster had found exactly what they wanted. A warm, dry house to sleep in and enough food stored up to last them a long time. They may live there still, making beautiful music together under the stars.